Christos voskres, voistinu voskres, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. Vitaite do našoho specialnoho velikodňoho veselania prorosiniu iz Pittsburghu. Radujme sia dobre ľudí, tože dnes Isus Christus voskresil iz mŕtvy. Dnes na programu budeme hrati pro vás radosnoho tradičnoho spil. Christos voskres, voistinu voskres.
Hello and welcome to the Rusyn Heritage Program on this glorious Easter Sunday for those Byzantine Rusyns, and Palm Sunday for Orthodox Rusyn brothers and sisters. We hope you enjoy our program today of the beautiful Rusyn hymns of the glorious resurrection of our Lord. Program for today's Easter broadcast has been paid for in its entirety by the ongoing support of Linda Cortina in memory of her husband Joe. Linda, on behalf of my dad and myself, we'd love to wish you a great Easter and thank you very much for your continued support of the Rusyn Heritage Program. On Sunday, April 30th, the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparochial Choir will present a program dedicated to music extolling the glorious resurrection of our Lord at 3 p.m. at the St. John's Cathedral, Munn Hall. Entitled, Indeed He is Risen, the program will feature arrangements of both Eastern and Western Christian musical selections with an emphasis on the message of the resurrection. A tribute to the late Archbishop Judson M. Prosick, who founded the choir in 1998, is also planned. This concert is open to the public, and we would like to invite all CRS members, Rusyn Heritage Program listeners, our Byzantine and Orthodox Rusyn brothers and sisters, and all friends to attend this program of Paschal music and song. A reception with light refreshments will follow the concert. Now enjoy selections from the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchial Choir.
There is, in Pittsburgh, a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, please dial 412-321-8383.
Christ is risen.
Completed the singing of the resurrection matins, the celebrant introduces the blessing of the Paschal foods. Having abstained from the eating of these foods for the holy perpetual period of Lent or the 40 days of fast, the faithful bring them to the blessed be blessed prior to thee, enjoying them during the joyful season of Easter and Bright Week. First, a celebrant will bless the Pascha, the bread. Then a concelebrant will bless the great, the meat products. And finally, another concelebrant with their products. After this, the bishop will bless the food with holy water.
Almighty Father and eternal God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven giving life and salvation to the world, bless this bread by your holy and spiritual blessing, so that it may be to all who will eat of it for the salvation of soul, the health of body, and the protection against every illness and hostile attack. For you are a merciful and gracious God, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Jesus Christ, our God, look down upon these meat products and bless them as you sanctified the ram which the faithful Abraham offered to you, and the lamb which Abel presented to you as a holocaust, and as you also sanctify the fattened calf with which you ordered to be slain for your prodigal son who returned to you, as he was considered worthy to partake of your goodness, may we also enjoy these meats which you blessed and sanctified for the benefit of all of us. For you are the true nourishment and the giver of all good things, and we give glory to you together with your eternal Father and your most holy, gracious, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, our Lord and Master, Creator and Maker of all things, bless this cheese and butter, and together with them, the eggs and all other food here present. Keep us in your goodness, so that as we partake of them, we may be filled with your generous gifts and indescribable goodness. For you are the supreme ruler, and yours are the kingdom, the power, and the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. These foods are blessed and sanctified by the sprinkling of this holy water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Slaviani, together with the CRS, is bringing the children's folk group Detsky Folklornisu Borshadish from Prešov, Slovakia to Pittsburgh. They will be here in Pittsburgh from May 16th to June 5th and will be special guests for Slaviani's 30th annual concert on May 20th and will be performing at the 50th annual Pittsburgh Folk Festival to be held at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center on Memorial Day weekend, May 26th through 28th. We are also planning other performances in and around the Pittsburgh area, Homestead, Johnstown, Cleveland, Youngstown, and possibly Washington, D.C. Hosting a group for 3 weeks requires funding for lodging, food, and transportation costs. If you can help, have any ideas, or would like to sponsor a meal or dinner or performance by this wonderful children's group, please give me a call at 724-787-1425 or Jack at 412-331-3124. I would like to take this time to acknowledge some of those donations that we've received from you, our listeners, so far. We have a $20 check from Walt and Anna Orange, a $50 check from Robert and Rose Torrielli from Largo, Florida. We also have a $100 check from Joe and Charlotte Orient and Linda Cortina, who in addition to being today's benefactor for paying for this broadcast of the Russian Heritage Program, has graciously donated $1,000 to help bring in Detsky Folklornisu Borshadish. We need a lot more help. We need your support. So if you would like to give or donate, please call me at 724-787-1425. We end our program today with beautiful Easter medleys from the Snami Bo CD, the ladies from Oryabina Spish, and the great, beautiful sounds of the Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Choir of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Тепер би я хотів прочитати Євангелія від Святого Йоанна по-русински. Тота Євангелія від Святого Йоанна прикладав по-русински від отця Франтішека Крайняка із Мідзілабірець. На початку було Слово, а Слово було у Бога, і Бо було Слово. Оно було від віку у Бога. Шитко ся стало через Нього, а без Нього ся не стало ніч, що ся стало. В Нім був живот, а живот був світом людей. А світо світить в темноті, а темнота Його не об'яла. От Бога був посланий чоловік, котрому ім'я Йоан. Він прийшов як свідок свідчити о світлі, щоб через Нього шитки уверили. Він не був тим світом, но мав свідчити о світлі. Було правдиве світло, котре просвіщує ку своїм, а свого не прияли. Но тим, котре його прияли, вірять в його ім'я, дало сіло бити ожима дітьми. Вони ся не зродили з кровлі, ані з пожадливості тіла, ані з пожадливості мужа, но зродили ся з Бога. І Слово ся стало тілом і перебувало між нами, а ми видели в Його славу, славу, яку мать єдинородної від Отця, повні благодаті і правди. Йоанн свідчить о нім і голосно каже, «То є тот, о котрим я повів. Іде за мно, но є оперед мене, бо був скорше, як я. А з Його повноти ми всітки прияли і благодат за благодат. Бо закон був даний через Мойзеса, но благодат і правда через Ісуса Христа. Хотіли бисме подякувати, аби сте слухали нашого спеціального великоднього висилання. Прошу вас слухайте следуючі неділя іщі програм радосного, традичного, великодного спев. Христос воскрес! Воістину воскрес! Христос воскрес!